Welcome back to our Dallas County Let's Talk program, which is always brought to you by Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable. My name is Shaquan Nettingham, and today we are speaking with the Adel DeSoto Minburn School Superintendent, Greg Defoe. And Greg, really appreciate you taking the time to talk with me today.
Thanks. It's great to talk to you today, man.
Absolutely, as there's a lot of great things happening in the ADM School District. So we'll get started here as your latest board meeting was held this past Monday, January 13th. And so I know at it, you got a good English language arts curriculum update. So why don't you talk about a little bit what's going on with that?
Well, that's really was probably the, you know, one of the key highlights of the board meeting on Monday. And we had two teachers, Molly Longman and Natalie Johnson, kind of carry the load there. And they did a great job. So basically, the intent of that presentation was to update the board on the curriculum revision work that's been being done at the high school level. We're in first year of implementation of our new curriculum in grades kindergarten through eighth grade, and the 9th through 12th grade work is just lags behind 1 year. So they did a outstanding update to the board about the work that's happened to date. Primarily, they described the new courses that will come into play. And that's just really exciting to hear from them how the course offerings will be restructured and, you know, what new things will be available for our students when this curriculum becomes available to them starting next year. So Natalie and Molly are representative of our outstanding high school ELA staff. And, you know, we just couldn't be more pleased with the progress.
Absolutely. Well, thank you for the update about what's going on there. And then let's talk about the ADM High School course catalog for 2025-2026.
Yeah, we didn't spend a ton of time in this particular agenda item, but it's something that upon board approval, the high school can get started on their registration process with their students. So it's a pretty big item for us. And again, Lee Grebel, our high school principal, really touched on the changes, you know, for next year. And quite a bit of that stemmed from was related to the report on our 9-12 ELA changes. So the board approved that and we're ready to roll.
Awesome. Again, we're speaking here with the ADM School Superintendent, Greg Defoe. And now, Greg, obviously a big project that's coming here down the line is the construction of the new ADM High School. And you got kind of a design presentation. So, you know, things are really starting to form there.
They are. Our architect team from FRK made a presentation and reviewed the construction design documents, which really those are the documents that then lead to the creation of the blueprints and the bid documents that the general contractors will review in order to submit bids in February. So it's a big milestone for us. The board approved the construction design packet and the bid documents have been prepared following Monday night's board meeting approval. And those bid packages are now available for general contractors to start to review. So we're super excited and we can't wait for bid day in February.
Absolutely. And if I'm on the right track, the school is planning to open in like 2027. Is that what we're thinking?
Correct. We're aiming for completion in June of 27, you know, so we'll be ready for school that August.
Awesome. Okay. So really exciting things there. And then as we continue here, talk about the school calendar that was approved for 2025-2026.
Yeah, actually, we didn't approve it. We intended to have it be an action item, but we moved it to discussion because we just wanted some additional time to really dig into our school calendar. We love many aspects of our school calendar, and there are lots of things we want to keep. You know, from this current year, even the last 2 or 3 years, we've rolled many things over, many facets of our calendar that we want to keep. You know, like all school districts, we're struggling to put together the calendar, or we're not struggling, but we're having to deal with the fact that we can't start school until Monday, August 25th, because the first allowable day is the 23rd of August by state law, and that falls on a Saturday. So Christmas break, also the days of Christmas Eve and Christmas Day and New Year's Day land in spots that, again, make it a little bit more complicated. So we are just attempting to take a bit of time to see if we can maneuver our calendar to end up with our last day of school back in May. Right now with our draft calendar that we've pushed out, our last day is set for June 3rd. So basically we went through a pretty lengthy description of all the facets of developing a school calendar with our school board, and then indicated to them that we'll bring back a calendar, hopefully for their approval or their consideration for approval in February.
Awesome. Well, thank you for the correction about that. Before I let you go, you know, I know now we've kind of kickstarted, got the second half of the year rolling. And what can you kind of speak as, you know, we're still here and doing winter sports and everything. How has the school year been going? How have the new teachers really been accommodating and as well as the students?
Well, again, we're just, you know, right now, you know, the Christmas break is in a rearview mirror. You know, this is where we need to really and are making hay, you know, making great gains. And, we're just committed to working real hard Monday through Friday and doing great things for kids. I can't thank our staff enough. So we're just grinding. We're doing our business and we're enjoying all the facets of all the winter activities that are going on. And before we blink too many times, it'll be spring break and I think it'll be green. So time goes really fast. And so we're just trying to make sure that we maximize each day.
Absolutely. Well, really appreciate that. Again, we've been speaking here with the ADM School Superintendent, Greg Defoe. And Greg, really appreciate the time and we'll catch up again soon.
That sounds great. Appreciate your time.
You are absolutely welcome. That's part of our Dallas County Let's Talk program, which is always brought to you by Perry Fairway. Always fresh, always affordable.